Open the door.
All right,
and
shit,
see the
we're rolling.
Vagina.
This is the door. This is the steeple. Open. Wait. I don't know.
Hold on.
Wasn't this the thing you had to use two sets of hands for?
To make the vagina? Yes. The vagina trick involved, yeah, you make like kind of two live long and prospers, mash your hands together with someone else doing two live long and prospers, then you put them together, and then one of you gets to fuck the vagina.
Just hold your hands there for just like a few more minutes.
Is that how your vagina looks? Like a sea anemone? Ah, that's herpes of some sort.
It's so embarrassing. Like.
Oh, well, we're rolling, and we'll shit out. Should we do a video Facebook Live? No, fuck it. Let's just look at this man. Look at this tired man. Look at this tired man.
The world does not need this.
He's tired. He's tired. Everyone, welcome. It's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. We're recording today in the lovely abode, the lovely purchased before it cost a metric fuck ton abode of Josh Bard. Josh, welcome, buddy.
Thank you. I am glad you appreciate.
I do.
The appreciation.
Because you and I went to, where did we go? George Washington? That was my school. G-Dub. We went to G-Dub about the same time. And I'm like, one of us wasn't a piece of shit and was smart and bought a house. And the other one rented apartments in Fairfax, Virginia and had sex with women off MySpace. And then went back home.
Wait a second.
Gained
I
want a lot of weight.
I want
to
try to guess who it was.
Okay. I didn't spell it out. I did say one of them was Josh.
You know what? I never picked up a woman off of MySpace. Can
That's all I did.
That?
I was just I am in MySpace. I was so fucking cowardly about actually meeting people in person.
Oh, I know the cowardly part.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's all Reddit.
I do enjoy.
Can you pick people up on Reddit?
People do.
I've picked up Reddit people before. I have. Back in the day. Well, no, I mean, I'm actively chatting with one person, one special beau on Reddit. But,
she's a hottie.
Yeah, but no, I've... Look at Josh. He's just like, fuck, that is the insight into the saddest
internet
world.
Has women?
Yeah. It does, but you own a home in D.C. that you bought when Near MySpace was still around, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, this is a really gorgeous
You're
place.
Crushing it. You're crushing it. You're happily married. You have a great job.
Yes.
And
you still got the ring on.
You run
Yeah, out of town for the weekend. I kept the ring on, so it hasn't been fun.
You're not cruising for strange.
Can I ask you a question before you get into your stuff?
Sure.
So, okay, so we have been talking, me and some friends who John knows, about misconnections on the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mean like
and
Craigslist?
Yeah, or like I assume they used to be in the newspaper when those were things.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of find them like they're like a very big romantic comedy trope or vehicle or whatever. Right. But I find them cowardly and not romantic.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you like that girl on the train, then go say something. And like what are you gonna go write it on an internet and then they're going to see it? That like that cannot be real.
I've never done it, but that would be 100% in my wheelhouse. Like
yeah,
I'll
you
sit
said
there,
you're cowardly,
well,
so
no, I'll sit there and just scan your face like a T-800 Terminator and then go home and like try to create it in my mind's eye while I jack it, and that's it. That's romance to me.
That's what you should put on your misconnection.
This would be easier if you were here.
Right.
You will be committed to my memory in red scale, then I will eject.
I used it once. I posted one.
You did not. See, as the only girl here, I think it's romantic.
You think it's romantic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Eva, by the way. John didn't introduce me.
I didn't introduce, it's Eva and it's Michael and it's Josh fucking Bard, the host who's provided chocolate covered pretzels and tea. What a fucking adult.
I know.
What a gentleman.
And he owns this place.
Yeah.
And
he owns this place. Yeah. What did I do with my night? I didn't give my friends pretzels. I took you to a fucking lock job where I left you in my car for an hour like a dog while I drilled out a lock and got so much sweat under my jugs. You can still see it.
You can.
Yeah. I'm not joking. I'm not creative. Look at this.
I'll take a
look
picture
at this.
Of it.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to hear about Michael's misconnection.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, it was, I was in the Giant parking lot.
Okay.
This was a while ago. And I had just come out of getting groceries. And this very attractive blonde got into like her SUV, and I just happened to be like looking across, and she looked right at me, mm-hmm. and we made eye contact, and then she gave me this like little cute wave,
uh-huh.
and, which is where I think Josh's point is, you know, well, yeah, come over and talk to me. Don't drive away, which is what she did. And I,
as you screamed, whore!
Yeah. And I was like,
check missed connections later.
Oh, yeah. It was check missed connections. And then it was like, well, fucking write one. And then it was go back and check. You're like, I guess it would be a Craigslist reply.
Yeah. And it's just going to be 10 guys looking to skin you. Like, yeah. I was that rough.
Or the,
my tits are huge.
The
come
obvious
over.
Sort of spam. Like, you know, mm-hmm. that was me. I'm home alone and I just need to suck on.
I liked you too. There's a hole in the wall you can meet me at. Right. Don't look on the other side. Just stick your dick in.
I love the spam kind of for like porno sites that, are under the veil of a real email.
Yeah. It's like they've never seen an email before.
Right, yeah. Right. And it's like the most attractive women who, if I've worked in a psych ward and I've seen hypersexual women before.
Ooh.
And,
ooh.
No, it is very off-putting.
Oh.
It is.
It's like watching a chimpanzee just spread its
head. I'll never forget there was.
The first time I fucked one.
I was, yeah. No, there was one psych patient, and she was attractive.
Okay.
And she was hypersexual, and she would, she walked by me one time. And was quoting, she was singing a rap song, slob on the knob like it's corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're a patient. I work here. There's so many
they'd
things.
They'd never understand.
The world says no.
Yeah. Right. But
our love says yes.
But also, though, the more I worked with her and the more I've worked with other types like mm-hmm. her, which wasn't too often.
She was super mouthy, huh? Had a lot of opinions.
Exactly.
It's just something that, yeah.
Feel into that lip
couldn't
shit.
Drive.
There's just something that's just super off about it. Mm. Where you know, sitting on the like, you know, this very sturdy furniture with her legs spread and mm-hmm. you know, just licking her lips and.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The ones down there, like a cat. Like a cat. Yeah.
How dexterous!
Yeah.
Yeah, she started rubbing her back on the side of the furniture.
She was always in a sunspot. I didn't see it. At first.
Like a little kitty.
Oh, it was. It was a giant cat.
Yeah. I've worked at the psych ward, okay.
But it is.
Michael,
like,
this was a vet.
And I was.
This horny bitch shits in a sandbox.
Sir, if you don't have a pet, we've asked you to leave.
I work here.
I'm carrying them.
You all are the patients. And these animals are your emotional therapy.
Speaking of sex.
Oh!
Oh! What a segue!
I was like, did John have some?
No, no. I have not been to New York. But I have made a lot of money lately, so I will get laid the next time I'm in New York.
Woo! Oh, that's
no, good. I was, because I don't get sex, I was looking at porn on Reddit yesterday. Gotcha. It was a subreddit called Cum Sluts.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, for girls taking facials, because we shouldn't call them, like, angel princesses for doing that. No, let's shame them.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, exactly. You've jizzed in their face. They're a cum slut.
I'll be honest. I've always had trouble doing that even when the girls asked for it.
Yeah. Because the reality is, like, look at poor Josh. Josh is just like, fucking kill me. Fuck.
It's Mike's sound.
I wish I was just a chick cat getting gutted out by Michael right now. Fucking kill me. So I was browsing cum sluts. Because, you know, I was feeling a little
saucy.
As
one does.
As one does. And, you know, like, there's different posts with different titles.
Is this a terminology you've never heard of? You've never heard of a cum slut?
I've heard of cum sluts,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I've walked down a city street before.
I've gone to a family reunion.
I've been catcalled, yeah.
They're construction sites all over.
They call
I hear CS. I don't think
the
Lewis.
Construction workers call you cum slut.
Hey, cum slut, you gonna go unlock a door? Need 10 rim cylinders, master key installed here, cum slut.
Get that drill, cum slut.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm a human being.
I'm John.
I'm John. Say my name.
Sorry. I just get so lippy on those sites. I should just take it with good humor.
Right.
They don't mean anything by it. I just read too much into it. I'm sorry, fellas. Wiggle, wiggle. So I was browsing Reddit cum sluts. Hi, Mom. And I came across a post, because you can't just like post pictures. It's like there's a post title and then a link to whatever you're going to. And there's a post title that I can't get out of my fucking head. It somehow takes like the cum slut thing and makes it like 100 times more degrading. Like if you learned your daughter was in porn, that would be one thing. Ooh. But then to hear that your daughter was affiliated with the post with the following title.
What?
You would never recover. You would never recover.
What is it?
All right. I took a picture of it because I didn't want to forget.
I'm
because
scared.
I remember half of the verbiage, but not all of it.
So it's not patented yet?
No.
Yeah. There's no TM after
it. Yeah. GoDaddy still has it free as a domain.
Yeah. So the post title is Amateur on the Backroom Casting Couch Takes a Load on the Chops.
Oh. I'm going to need that one more time.
Joshua, for your searching purposes, you want to put into Google, Amateur on the Backroom Casting Couch Takes a Load on the Chops. Something about, I actually remember
you know what,
chops? Yeah. Takes a load to the chops, but load on the chops is just as bad.
It's like putting on the Ritz.
Well, as
the
you
exact opposite, but yeah, just like that.
As you read that,
I'm just
love
going
that
out
movie.
Of the town.
Load on the chops.
That Frankenstein scared the hell out of me.
As you read that title, I was like, yeah, I've heard of this.
Taking a load on the chops.
Okay. None of those words are unfamiliar.
Like, no, no. But put in
the
that
word
sequence.
Chops. Chops is the word that kind of gave me the hang up here.
Yeah, exactly.
In this sense, what is the chops?
Her lips. Just take it into the chops.
Okay.
Or it's not a pork loin?
No. Oh, no.
That girl's got chops.
Yeah.
Triple threat.
Yeah. A very
boy,
kosher.
Can she take it?
That would be. That's a whole
give it,
new
take
niche.
It.
Kosher, unfriendly
it.
American pie.
Fucking this pork. So,
Dad.
did you go to the see who the young lady was?
I didn't. I mean,
or old lady. Who
here,
knows?
This is the
that's
photo.
That's someone's
I saved it.
Daughter.
That's someone's daughter.
Or
yeah,
mom.
Here. I mean, that's it. It's someone taken. I like how you're both leaning in, like you haven't seen ejaculate on a face before.
I just want to see if I
Josh
right.
isn't leaning in. He's
I
married.
He's married.
I can't look.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, I
allowed.
Do know her.
That was your misconnection?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, was my.
Was that the cat you almost fucked?
Yeah, that
you
was
had
the
only followed up.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so just taking a load on the. Because it'd be enough if you're a dad, like maybe after 10 years of intense therapy, you'd be okay with your porn star daughter.
It does sound like a dad kind of telling his friends, like,
yeah.
What he walked in on her yeah. daughter doing. Like,
that's what
she
I'm
was
saying.
Taking a fucking load on the chops, and I can't. I have not been able to get it out of my head.
I love that scene in Pretty in Pink. Harry Dean Stanton delivers that with such a
or
bomb.
it's like Tony Soprano and talking to his therapist. She was taking a load on the chops.
She was taking a load on
from
the chops.
From this half-pitch soon. Then Lorraine Braga, she wasn't taking a load on the chops.
I'm so sorry,
wait,
Josh.
She was the therapist.
You let this in your house at 9:30 p.m. I'm so sorry.
We're good. We're good.
Putting on the chop.
Yeah, so I'm just happy that all the optimism after last week's shroom trip is gone, and
yeah,
I'm
good.
Just back to this.
Yeah, you were so happy. It was just off-putting.
I know. I was making eye contact. I'm still making eye contact. Like, I feel like an aggressive Rottweiler. I'm just like, hey, what's up, Michael? Are you doing okay? Like, Hi, Josh.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just staring dead on at you. Is this what people normally do?
Well, give Josh didn't listen to the podcast, oh, which is okay, but
yeah,
just give him a little tidbit of what you got.
Oh, I spent New Year's Eve doing a mushroom cleansing ritual. I was instructed by the person that gave me the shrooms to tell everyone that I took an eighth, not a quarter, because I told everyone I took a quarter, and they're like, fuck me.
I know. I was thinking,
confused.
Yeah. I was like, gosh, and then you just went to sleep at 2? Like, all right.
You didn't
no
melt.
Spotter.
Yeah. No. We all watched each other.
So you ate an eighth as...
I ate an eighth over the course of a night. Yeah. Okay,
that sounds more right.
Yeah.
I ate a quarter over the course of a day at the All Good Festival like, mm-hmm, 15 years ago, and I ended up in a lab.
How was Chumbawamba?
They were good.
Cool guys.
Invite me backstage. I ended the night in tears.
I was going to say.
Because of Chumbawamba.
I never cried so hard at Tubfilm.
You got knocked down.
Yeah.
But you got up again.
No, it was Keller Williams, though. I don't know if you've ever listened to him.
Like the paint?
It was a big jam band festival. Yeah, it was Keller Williams Realty.
Exactly.
their corporate jam band. Yeah. Hey, we do this just on the sides, but if you're looking for a house, talk to one of us. Visit our booth. All right.
Sherwin Williams?
Yeah.
Sherwin Williams. Well, there's also Keller Williams.
Oh, there is?
I think, yeah.
Ask how, ask now, ask Sherwin Williams.
Yeah, we're describing the worst music festival in the world.
Jingle Fest.
All right, an eighth makes more sense. But he was very, like, zen and...
Oh, yeah.
This was the next day?
A few days after.
So New Year's was Tuesday, right? A Tuesday evening. I recorded with them Thursday.
Thursday.
So I was still plenty.
And he was so positive about life. It was really
sucked.
Weird.
I was like, am I broken? Is this what it's going to be now? Like, I care about life. I think I can change things. No. I had a bunch
of
locks.
Did you, like, get a lock call and people are like, I'm locked out of my house. And you're like, yeah, but you're... locked into the world. What is inside your house that you don't have out
here?
Let me
ask you something. Why are you going to pay me to break you into a cage?
This is what they want.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? He's right. Never mind. Yeah. I just saved $150.
But now you're just back to normal.
Oh, yeah. I've just been...
Your little slightly autistic self.
Yeah. No, I've been doing lock calls and enough. I don't even think it's anything I did. I think the mushrooms have just weaned their way out of me. Yeah. I'm acting like making a couple bucks cured me.
Here's the thing. I've done shrooms and LSD a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
The one thing that's always stuck with me is I can remember... each and every one of my, not the entire thing, but I remember, like, it stays with me. Is there anything that's going to stay with you from your experience?
Yeah. I mean, I remember most of it so far. I mean, can't you tell from the way I'm citing specific incidences? Incidences?
Anything positive from it that you're going to carry with you?
Yeah.
What?
tea is so delicious.
You're drinking tea right now.
I'm drinking tea right now.
You don't have to make shit up. It was just a question.
No, okay, like for real.
No, you
if you really
up.
Took shrooms though, you would have something.
I remember. So this is I think I already said this on the last show because the positivity worn off a little bit. When I took them, I felt like a literal like infinite fountain, like an oil well of positivity. Like, I called my mom once I realized I wasn't just really tripping my ass off. I was like, all right, I'll check in for New Year's. And she's immediately like crying hysterically because her brother's, he's probably got like less than a week to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm so happy that like, I'm thinking like I can be here for her. Like my love right now is infinite. There is nothing that can be done that will quench this ever. And, like, by 5 p.m. the next day when I heard, like, the fifth tearful call to some relation and I was trying to look at cum sluts, I remember marching out of my room and being like,
"Cum chops,
cum chops." Yeah, that's actually the name of the podcast now. Not even the episode. Just no more Papa's Basement. And I was just like, "You need to keep that a little lower, because I'm hearing that shit in my room, and I'm broken." Like, you win. The well done gone dry.
Well, then what you're saying is you know that exists in you, so you can
how do you find that again?
Again, just drugs. Yeah, just mushrooms. If you put me on enough speed, I'm not a hungry pig all day. Mm. You give me enough PCP, I'll punch through that door. Like, you know, like
45 minutes later, yeah. You'll get it.
Exactly.
You know, there are plenty of people that do PCP that don't lose their temper.
I want to be the guy that rips his own breasts off and throws them at the cops. That's my ideal PC trip.
Right.
Is that a Tinder question or is that Bumble?
Yes, that's on my Bumble profile.
Yeah.
You want to take PCP and, like, come in your own chop.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be that strong.
Yeah.
To be able to do that.
Pull off my own penis. Just...
Michael didn't like that one. No.
Yeah, that's when you sober up.
Yeah.
So, Josh, what did you do for New Year's?
Yeah. all that stuff.
Everything? Everything just mentioned?
Joshy chops.
I was in Arizona. I was near the Utah border, and we went to a sushi restaurant. Which is very different, but also
in a landlocked state.
I was going to say, fish in Utah, risky. Pretty ballsy.
Yeah. We made a quick decision. So we're in this, like, nothing town. We went to the Grand Canyon, then we went to another place.
How dare you say that about Provo?
But there was nothing open in this town. It was New Year's. We had been to, like, a place the night before. We got invited by our waitress to this, like, big flapper 1920s party, because 2020,
that's
New Year's party is flappers. And we didn't have anything. We weren't going to show up at a flappers party with, like, our hiking gear, which is all we had. So we're like, we'll just go to a restaurant, whatever. So we went back to the same restaurant, and it was closed because she told us that they weren't going to be there. They were going to a party. And there was nothing else. We went to a sushi restaurant, and I was like, I don't know about
landlocked state.
Mm-hmm. Not even, like 4 hours from an airport.
Yeah.
just all the bad things. I was like, why don't we just get one of those, like, ramen bowls or, like, noodle bowls? And that was New Year's.
Oh
yeah.
If I could just bring this back around, cum flappers.
Cum flappers?
Ooh.
That'd be
that
good
could be
one.
A thing.
If she talks a lot, or have to, like, shut her up?
She's just putting it on her cum flappers. Yeah.
They have headbands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut her up.
I wanted to do, like, some
cum flappers.
I wanted to interject with, like, some 1920s flapper music, but all I can think of is the cantina music from Star Wars. I'm like, that's close enough.
Same
right?
thing. Same.
You know that the soundtrack in your head doesn't play over the podcast.
You know that, right?
Oh, now it will. Post.
No.
I'm not going back to post.
Yeah. Post Malone.
Post Malone matters.
Yeah. Not that life. That life doesn't matter.
Where is your wife right now?
She's in New York. She's,
it's awesome.
Eating good sushi? Not getting sepsis?
Maybe. It would be better there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's a no-go.
We don't really, like, we do this nice thing for me and for her when we're apart. We just don't, like, she's gone for 2 days. We don't talk. It's totally fine.
Wow. God.
What?
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, so I have this thing where, like,
you don't
day
text?
One, I have not talked. I've texted her once about something completely insignificant that was not like, I miss you. It was not that. We do. I have this theory. So when she's gone for day one, it is a absolute 10 out of 10 day. It's the best.
Yeah.
It is the best. I mean, I get to lie on that couch. Like, I get to pick all the TV shows. I get to wake up when I want. If it's a weekend, I can wake up whenever I want.
No children, right?
No children.
Don't have to listen.
I can
to them
eat what I want. I can. It's the best.
Yeah.
Day two is like 9 out of 10. There's like that ounce of, like,
day three, we're back.
Someone
to
used
10.
To live here, and that was nice. Day three is like a 7. And then, like, after that, it's like, oh, okay, well, it would be better if my wife was here. Uh-huh. But, like, the first 3 days are incredible. I highly recommend it to married couples.
Yeah.
Spend some time apart.
I think that's a healthy kind of break.
I mean, you guys are catching me on a 9 right now. Oh, yeah. Really good stuff.
No, it's been a while since my mom left the house, let me tell you.
No, I was always surprised. My friends are the same way, and even when I was married too, I was always surprised how quickly I guess devolved into just like eating whatever I want.
Yeah,
you know,
the hangovers are so much more tolerable when you're alone. I can't even tell you. Mm-hmm. Oh. Like, I have friends who, like, when their wives go out of town or whatever, they're like, come on, we're going out, we're getting so fucked up tonight. I'm like, okay sure. I know where you are, so I can get to that for you. Because right. I know I will need that when I, you know, when I call you in 2 months.
So you just got, are you planning to get torn up? Have you already gotten torn up?
No, I mean, it just, on or weekend, we say the weekend up? Ones are a lot easier for that. Okay. I had to work.
Do you know if she shares the same sentiment?
I think that she has similar feelings.
Yeah. How long have you guys been married?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah, I think she feels the same way. I think she's like thrilled to have a couple days to not have to deal with me.
Yeah, in New York. Hell yeah.
Well, you're clearly hell. You're just terrible.
You seem like a really mean guy.
Yeah. Guys, we eat those goddamn pretzels already.
I put them out for you.
Those aren't the pretzels I like, you fuck.
She'll make sure that he put the pretzels out.
Yeah.
Did you put the pretzels out for them?
I'll text her and let her know.
Okay.
Be so great if they're poisoned. Michael just dies, vomits blood for 8 seconds, collapses.
First bite is worth it.
Okay. Eva?
I'm okay. I had that cupcake when I went to the Safeway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm somehow feeling restrained. I'm as shocked as all of you. Yeah. I don't. Oh shit! We have these little guys, but don't be the dark chocolate one. You're the dark chocolate one, aren't you? The 60% cacao Ghirardelli.
I
hate those 60%. Ooh,
I love dark chocolate.
Lindors. We have Lindors. Okay, later. That'll be my treat to myself for entertaining people.
You deserve it.
I deserve it.
You did so good.
You did so good.
I do it. Shit. So we've got. Cats on people watching cats on mushrooms.
Has anyone seen cats here?
I have never seen cats ever.
I will say I know the music, but I've never seen it performed. But that's just because I'm a theater geek.
You're not white trash from Long Island.
No, I'm not. Okay. And
that's what I always thought Cats was. Like, people from Long Island would drive into the city and be like...
I thought you meant that you thought that's what the show is about. White trash.
White
trash! And we're trying to know.
The main character, like...
We take the L-I-R-R,
and then Gina fucks me. The main character is Amy Buffy Foucault.
Yo, you gonna dong it or what?
I'm kidding on it, Amy.
But we watched. Well, Josh has watched "Don't Fuck with Cats."
Oh.
Yeah, a very different experience probably than Cats. Okay. No, I couldn't.
Were you on mushrooms for it?
Not on mushrooms for it.
Just the PCP.
Just the harsh reality of that show.
So I have not been doing a ton of Netflix lately. I've actually kind of like, I don't know, I've dipped down on the streaming, but I've seen Don't Fuck with Cats suggested. I skipped it.
I thought it was a very upbeat documentary about the resilience of cats.
Of the domesticated feline in North America.
It was like, you don't fuck with cats because they're awesome.
Yeah.
But
yes, queen.
Yes.
But apparently, I don't know if this was a Reddit thing, but like on... You know, hardcore internet folks, they were saying rule zero is don't fuck with cats. That's how it starts off.
Oh, and then rule 34 is there's porn of anything.
Yeah. Then rule one is who cares? There's better stuff out here.
Rule number two is put it on her chaps.
John, wait, you're going to produce a Don't Fuck with Chops documentary with this
chops.
Year.
Hey, fuck with the chops.
Come on, Chops.
Starring you.
Yeah. But it's about...
starring John as Chops.
Chops, Mickey.
Basically, this... was it Luca Magnata?
Yeah, some just like...
Montreal kind of model narcissist starts...
So he was a model / narcissist?
Yeah, I mean, I've known models that are not... This guy's a, like, he's, like, real deal.
You haven't known models.
I have a few cutouts in my bathroom that do talk sometimes. When you cut out their
you
lips.
See those hands holding the produce on the side of the giant trucks?
Right.
I hit it.
But no, he's a next level, like pathological sort of narcissist.
Okay.
Yeah. Full psychopath.
Yeah.
Sociopath.
Sociopath, yeah. Yeah. All the things.
Sociopath.
The lengths that he goes to create his own story is remarkable.
So wait, we're interviewing Luca Brazzi, whatever the fuck is Luca
Brazzi. No, he's in prison.
Okay.
Wait, what?
This guy's in the guy in the end. Yeah, spoiler alert. He's in prison forever.
Oh no.
But it's, yeah, I mean, like, it's the basic thing is like a guy puts a video on the internet of him killing cats.
Okay.
Oh,
there's three different videos.
I don't even.
They're all. Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna tell you how they. They don't show it, but they show you the ways that he is going
to
kill
the
cat.
Top of the video.
Yeah, and they show you like corners of the video that don't show like the cat's dying. But so like I wouldn't know if you're hearing the actual death, but like they're it's bad. It's gross.
Do they show people's reactions to watching
it? They show, yes, they do.
It's like two girls, one cup reaction videos.
Yeah, it's like how long can you watch this for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one guy's like getting these like nerds on the internet who are like getting together to sleuth out who's doing this. Oh, you know, don't fuck with cats. Don't. And then like it turns into like, well, if you fuck with cats, what else will you do? Because then they think he's like doing it just for the clicks and stuff.
Okay.
And then
so
it turns.
Yeah, I mean, they're
YouTube keeps this shit up. Let's just.
Well, they do like the.
They're on like live stream or live leak or whatever.
Uh-huh.
The sleuthers, I guess, even at the end, are like, "Did we create this? Did we help create it?"
Like Batman with Joker,
and that's immediately what I thought was Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it was also
him.
Well, like,
because
give him
the
forum to keep doing stuff because he knows people are watching.
So if he didn't get the attention, would he have kept going?
And eventually killed the person, which is what he does, and puts that online too.
What?
Yeah.
All right, I thought it was...
That one's illegal. That one.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing they couldn't get like law enforcement to give a shit about was...
Yeah.
Like, the one time, like, they got the cops in Toronto, I think, to check on him.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we went over. And I think he answered the door and said, yeah, that Luca doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but, like, that's the thing, right? If you think about it.
Fucking Canadian.
If you just see, like, someone murder someone online, who has jurisdiction, right? Like, who would you call? You don't know where it is, so you can't just, like, call your police. The internet police.
Yeah. Oh, man. If I saw a murder online, I would call my internet provider, Errol's.
And they still are?
No. We would go from there.
They're like, what can we do for you, John?
Yeah.
Right here, Johnny.
Murder.
Do not cancel on us. Yeah. Do not.
Yeah, give me
a 3-hour window for that investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah, the murder. Okay, we'll send someone over between 10 and 5.
You have to be at home.
Right.
Oh, my God. This does not sound like the
it's
lighthearted
dark.
Romp.
It is dark. No, yeah,
that I thought it would
light,
be.
Not a romp.
Yeah. I thought it was... So this is what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like... Dog people versus cat people.
Right. Like, I did too. That's why I had no interest in it.
Yeah.
Until someone told me about it.
Like, oh,
until it was about murdering someone online.
And
then
I was like, all right, I'll watch.
No, I can't. I can't stand cruelty to animals. I don't know, man. That one really freaks me out.
It's like a good true crime story, like narrative wise.
Yeah.
It's like a really interesting story. It goes on like. There's like an actual like man chase,
right?
Like it goes international. Like he's in Canada, but then he goes to Paris, and they like just don't like they have Interpol on this shit, and it's cool.
Where does he kill the person?
In Montreal.
Okay.
What's his name?
Luca Magnotta. And he also like when they introduced him, they introduced him as this model, and he has like all these fan pages on Facebook, but he created them all himself, and he just like populated them with fake accounts. Because I was like, wow, I guess this guy's a big deal. I don't know the male modeling community in Canada. But it's not. It was all just like nothing. He was a nothing
There are a lot
person.
Of twists and turns.
Wait, so he's not this person I'm looking at. That's not him?
That is him. But also a lot of those are Photoshop, but like that is not. But a lot of them are like his face on actual modeling. Yeah, like I think that, I don't know about that one. That one's, but that's him.
Looks like a chick.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at this.
Did you think
that piece of shit. Oh, it slit his fucking throat and then fucked the whole that guy.
Usual Suspects. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely went that way.
Yeah. I think it's worth watching.
It had Stephen Baldwin.
It had Stephen Billy Baldwin.
Yeah.
Kevin Pollak made a great, great
so
supporting role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Pollak, was it?
Showed up on the mic, Michael. Thank you.
Sorry.
Don't want you breaking the wires.
Well, there's an if you're not interested in that, The Confession Killer is good too. With
well,
him,
why about, I watched ew. Lost in Space season 2. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
You should.
Ew.
You would like the documentary.
It looks like fucking Chris Gaines.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
The fake Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Starving Chris Gaines.
Yeah. He looks like.
It's like Garth. You don't need to do that. You're
you
so
would like,
rich.
The documentary Murdered in Space.
Murdered in Space? Is there anything about the life and times of Chris Gaines? That's what I want to learn about.
Yeah, the hoax. So you can go rewatch, I guess.
What?
You're the telling me the hoax that was never, Garth Brooks right. The whole time.
I'm sorry.
I thought they might have been cousins, but why?
That was Garth Brooks in a wig?
The whole time.
It was actually Chris Brooks.
His brother.
Yeah.
He still effed Trisha Yearwood, though.
In disguise. I remember I have met Trisha Yearwood in
came
person.
Down her chops.
Did you?
Yeah. I did not come on her chops. I was 18.
MySpace?
No, not MySpace. Right. I was at...
You'll never believe it.
He slowly cultivated a relationship
with her. I didn't bring this up earlier when we were talking about MySpace, but now.
I sent her a bunch of photos of my face photoshopped onto this model's body. I made a bunch of Facebook profiles. Then I killed her on live stream. No, I was... When I was 18... Because I got a good SAT score, they sent me to, like, the...
Not just good.
No.
Do you want me to share?
Yes, you do it.
He got a perfect
SAT score.
1600.
Wow.
That's he was very famous for a few months in Chantilly.
Yeah, for not killing cats. So
a good SAT score.
I got sent to, I don't know.
Trisha Yearwood's house?
I was offered as a high IQ cum pump so she could have smart children.
Not a little.
Yeah.
Not redneck Garth kids. Yeah.
A blood boy for Chris Gaines.
I mean, we're going to have you the front of his riding mower.
Usually we send kids like you to meet the president.
Yeah. But
this year, we got something a little different. We got two words for you. Trisha Yearwood.
That's when I learned I was a little gay boy. Because I love female country stars. Where's Dolly?
Okay, so how did you meet her?
Oh, so there's like this... for the top 400, whatever the, I don't know their pick, but like 400 top high school seniors. And it was in DC that year. And it was like, all travel included. And I'm like, cool. This is how I got here.
Damn it.
You don't have to pay
we
for
We
got to
pay for this kid's gas. Yeah.
You could take the express lanes though. Yeah.
Enjoy the orange line, chubs. So yeah, we were buddied up and like,
Wait, did she get a perfect score?
She did the ACT. She's from the Midwest.
Southern, of course. Yeah.
So we got to just like hobnob with like 100 rich and famous people. Like I met George Lucas, Trisha Yearwood.
What?
Colin Powell.
Wait.
How am I just
you hobbed on Colin Powell's
known you
knob?
Since
wait a
second.
Five. John, you were at Jeffrey Epstein's house.
That's what the mushrooms helped me work through.
You can tell us.
Yeah. That's why I could make eye contact again.
We're very proud of you.
Jeff, this year I want to fuck some smart kids.
I'm tired of these dummies that don't know how to suck a cock.
Maybe some boys.
Give me a chubby one. The ACE SATs.
You were chubby then.
I know.
So like 400 high school kids.
Yeah.
And then like 6 celebrities.
No, it was legit at least 50.
What was the context? It was not like they're like, all right, kids, you ready? And then they opened the door. Yeah.
Like Black Friday.
Like the Wonka Factory.
Then come like George with Lucas. Me. I played Augustus.
George Lucas has a surprised look on his face. Like, oh my God, they're coming.
Gene Wilder was actually there.
Oh, that'd be great. No, I wish I could find the program. They gave us a backpack, and I used that backpack for years.
Where in D.C. was it?
I know, like some fucking hotel. I don't know, like
under a bridge.
All right.
At the Watergate.
We got a list of celebrities for you kids to find.
This is the weirdest thing still. It's
okay,
like,
so, I never heard this.
No, Howard, who's been on the show a million times, Howard was there with me. Because
Howard got a 1590.
Yeah.
He did not get a 1600.
Loser store. Yeah.
Fucking dunce.
So we both went.
You get like last pick if you get a 1590.
Yeah. What? I have to meet Charo.
That dude with the question mark suit who I see on the mall.
I used to see that guy all the time.
He killed cats.
Would not blow my mind.
There was a man that looked like Charo. Yeah.
There's a man dressed like the Riddler.
The guy that like dressed.
Oh,
in the,
Matthew.
In the
Matthew
question mark
Lesko.
Suit.
McConaughey.
I have a picture.
Matthew Lesko.
Yeah. He's got the car and everything.
I've seen him around a lot. Yeah. I think he'd get open mics sometimes too.
Really?
Yeah.
He plays real blue.
He's like the Bob Saget.
Just so racial.
No kids. No one under 18.
What was the context of meeting all these celebrities?
I think it was supposed to be like the best and brightest of America.
What are you hiding?
We're flown to Jeffrey Epstein's island and then hunted for sport. And I only survived by eating the corpses of my fellow students.
It was like Battle Royale.
Yeah, it was Battle Royale.
The Hunger Games.
Yeah, you got the conch shell, so you're good to go.
You volunteered as tribute.
Like, yeah, this is like Battle Royale meets Cannonball Run.
Had to bring Tom DeLouise into it.
So... Where was it like a? It wasn't a cocktail.
It was like
party.
A multi-day thing. I just remember Howard and I like smoked weed in our hotel room. Like we took down the smoke alarm.
Did you like
and got high.
With like Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. Was Snoop there?
No, it was just a bunch of celebs.
Genuine there? He's from DC.
Actually, they got Cisco from Baltimore. It was at the height of the Thong Song. He was a big thing then. No, I don't remember many of the celebs. Like, I can tell you, like...
No, but why? Like, what was it? Like,
it
a
was just
lunch?
Was it like, did you have one-on-ones, or were they, like, seminars?
It was, like a bunch of... They would just do, like
speed meeting?
Fucking... I don't... It was, like, these weird events with, like, 10 of these celebs at a time on stage for, like, an hour. And then they would just mill about in the hallway for 10 minutes. And then there was another meeting. I know that like halfway through, I was like, how are deuces? Like, I'm out of here. And so I just walked around like eating street food from vendors.
Do you have is Howard still alive?
Oh yeah. I think you've met Howard, right?
Oh wait, is he the lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You've met Howard. So.
I'm making quotation
hold on.
Marks.
Yeah, hold on.
I feel like I believe 1590 out of Howard more than a 1600 out of you.
Okay, we're calling Howard.
Do you know
right
Howard?
Now.
Yeah,
I'm
I met Howard.
Punching the phone in.
I.
All right, let's fucking get this dude. Come on, Howard.
He has a child. He's not going to pick up.
It's
late.
10:15. He can wake the fuck up.
Hello,
Howard.
What it is?
Hey. We're recording for the podcast right now. I've got you on speaker, just right next to my mic.
Okay.
What the fuck was that thing we went to senior year where it was like 400 high school kids and a bunch of celebrities?
Oh, I have that written down somewhere.
Nobody knows!
How are you forgetting these things?
Because it wasn't celebs we gave a shit about. Like, I just remember seeing Trisha Yearwood and being like, that is one thick bitch. Like, she had some meat on those thighs. I dug it. She was fuckable. Like,
no, dude, I googled it recently. I think I was at your house talking to your mom, and I had to look it up on my phone.
Okay.
They do it now for college kids, so you can totally look this up online.
Okay. Oh, fuck that.
Were you guys drugged?
I mean, we smoked weed in our hotel room, right?
I mean, that was most high school trips.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But
I specifically remember most of the Latin trips and band trips, so that would not be any different.
So we met.
I went on a Latin trip with Howard. Hi, Howard. It's Eva.
Hey.
So we met, or at least saw on stage. I was telling them Colin Powell, George Lucas, Trisha Yearwood, and I'm blank after that. Who the fuck else was there?
James Cameron was there. I asked him a question on stage, and then I actually talked one-on-one with George Lucas.
Me too.
Yeah, he was nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was, like, really patiently putting up with some broad that wouldn't shut the fuck up about, these were the influences in your films, and he was, like, just rolling his eyes. And then he walked away. I was like, hey, man, what was your favorite Kubrick film? And he just smiled, and he said, Dr. Strangelove. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, no, he wanted to talk to people who were interested in making films, not interested in, like, quizzing him
sucking
about
his
Star
dick.
Wars universe.
Yeah.
Busting his chops.
Was, hey, you should try to do something with your lives, because we're rich and famous, and you should try to be rich and famous, too.
Okay, so that was the whole point of the conference, because Michael's saying hi, and we got Josh Bard. You've met everyone here. Michael
yeah,
was
I'm
like...
I'm trying to remember who else was there. It was, I think Grant Hill was there.
Grant Hill?
The older Winona. Or not Winona. It was
Judd?
Winona Judd?
Winona Judd?
No, Naomi. The mom.
Oh, yeah. Naomi. Ooh. Love her.
Okay.
The Dixie
there was a
Chicks?
Whole bunch of celebrities of. I mean, they're pretty famous.
Yeah, why are there country singers? Looking back.
George Bush was president, right?
This was 99. Clinton.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the Clinton years.
I miss Clinton.
Yeah. So do these country entertainers that apparently got to.
Do you remember, like, did it start off with, like, a breakfast? I want, like, some kind of context.
They stuck us in a hotel downtown D.C. The reason John and I got invited is there's about 100 kids they flew in from other parts of the country. But they had 400 slots, so once they hit the max on plane tickets for kids, they were just giving opportunities to locals. And we were the local kids who got, like, a free hotel room. They were just like, hey.
Pretty much, yeah, I just remember that. Yeah.
All right, where was it at?
It's like the Radisson or some shit.
It was fairly decent. I mean, yeah, like, I assume all the higher-ups were staying at, like, the Del U or something. Or the Willard, whatever. But yeah, we were. They took us to. I remember this. They took us to Mount Vernon on the Friday night.
Okay.
And they had this ridiculous fireworks show to impress us.
I was something, Michael. What was that?
That was the night Colin Powell spoke. They had all the military people selling us on invading Serbia. That was when we took down. We just taken down Slobodan
Milosevic.
He was there?
Yeah.
They had a whole bunch of people telling us why he liked
they were roasting him on a spit.
Oh, I remember who was that. Richard Holbrook, the
brother of Hal Holbrook.
He was NSA for Clinton. He was just telling everybody why he wasn't really sorry for half a million people dying in Rwanda.
Old Dickie Holbrook.
Did they make you wear any sort of uniform or costumes?
You got a T-shirt.
Dress code. I don't remember what it was.
But nothing like
a suit involved for one of the dinners.
Nothing like powdered wigs.
I think I legit bailed on the suit dinner because I was like, I'm not a suit man. And that was
it. You had to wear barrister wigs.
Right.
Were the Freemasons involved in any of this? Yeah.
The Moonies.
No, I told you it was intense. Yeah, I saw so much shit.
I think
to this day, I've never seen since in this city. Like, I actually toured all the landmarks, like the Nam Monument. I've really never.
Nam Monument?
Nam.
Oh,
Nam! Like, no. See it, freaking.
I was like, did they, like, the press a certain button and, like, there were, like, these are monuments that don't appear to, like, normal everyday people?
Only for you, kids.
For your little successful genius eyes. Yeah, no, man. All right, well, shit. I didn't want to disrupt your shit too much. You got the kid and all.
We're watching Curious George, so I put you on speaker, but I don't think you really want to listen to some background from a kid's show.
Try me. No, we're good, man. All right, I just
now,
wanted
what
to...
else? Was there anything else you want to know about this thing? Like, what the hell are you guys talking about anyway?
We just, like, Michael didn't really know what the hell this was. Like, he thought we were flown to Epstein's Island to get fucked.
I mean, we were there as, like, filler.
Yeah. We weren't special.
Why did you tell him we were there? Because, like, I guess in a way we were sort of special. But
yeah, we got the National Merit Prize or whatever.
And we happen to live near where they were hosting.
Yeah.
And out of money to fly in, like, real talented people.
Yeah.
So. Well, also, too, though, like, John was giving us details, like, Trisha Yearwood and George Lucas and Colin Powell, but couldn't remember anything.
No, I just remember seeing them on a stage. It was, like, 20-something years ago.
Grant Hill.
Yeah.
They were weird forums meant to inspire us.
There you go.
Yeah, it was just really strange, because a lot of it was selling us on, like, foreign wars under Clinton and, like, why we let black people die in Rwanda was basically all I got from it.
I think they were doubling up. It was like an award ceremony for you, but you guys were also being possibly auctioned off.
shit, man. All right, thanks. Give my best to the kid. Tell her to not repeat my language, and yeah.
All right, will do. Enjoy the rest of the show, y'all. We'll listen to it later.
All right.
Bye, man. Howard. Happy New Year.
See?
So it did happen.
It was not a fever dream.
All right. I've known you so long, and I have never heard that.
I forgot I met James Cameron. That one got me. I was like, shit, I love that dude.
You got to talk to George Lucas?
I got to talk to Lucas, and I think I might have talked to Colin Powell. That was about it. In a couple of years, I'm going to make some horrible films.
Did he tell you that he was going to redo Star Wars? That was like next year, the following year, right?
Yeah, I think that was 99.
Yeah, it must have been 99. Right around there.
So I got my perfect score like end of 98. So he might have like just been dodging the Reaper's scythe. Like his stock... Mm. Must have been like 2 weeks from plummeting, so he was like really being a swinging dick in front of these kids before we saw Jar Jar.
He had to get all the questions in before Jar Jar got out there.
Yeah, like it dropped that weekend and it was just like, get him the fuck off our stage now. He made something called a gun gun.
A gun gun?
What was it? Wasn't Jar Jar a gun gun?
Is he just letting his toddler name
it? Yeah. Jar Jar, Gun Gun, Plop Plop.
Okay, that's pretty good. I'm going to put that down.
You're smart. Genius, kid.
Oh, shit. I met his daughter. I remember thinking his daughter was, like, really fat. That's the end
details
of that,
that you keep and don't keep are just incredible.
I just remember being like, it'd be so awesome if like I met George Lucas's daughter and we fell in love, but then I was like, oh, she's not attractive.
Aww.
I think he blacked out at some point.
I just picture there was like a really great buffet and you ate so much.
I don't remember the food being all that great.
I
remember sneaking out to eat street hot dogs.
Oh, right. You did say that.
Like, I left at one point because, like,
to be a good buffet for you.
It made me feel like a real uneducated dipshit because I was, like, I was fairly rebellious at this point. And it was a lot of, like, Howard was saying, a lot of government officials. And I was like, I really don't know or care who the fuck these people are. And so I dipped out after a while. And it sucked because, yeah, it would be a stage of, like, whatever Holbrook, I don't remember the name, and then
Hal Holbrook.
And then yeah, it would be like him, Colin Powell, and then like Grant Hill and Trisha Yearwood, and Grant's just sitting there like, oh fuck, and Trisha's not far behind.
As funny as I do.
I like Hal Holbrook.
Did you think when you finished your SAT you were like, I just slayed that thing, or were you like, yeah, I don't know?
So I took it twice, and the first time this was back when I was on Dexedrine, like, for ADD and all that shit, and I remember, like, the actual adrenaline of taking the test combined with the Dexedrine, I was just too fucked up on it, and so I started going haywire near the end. Like, I still did, I think my first one I got 1530, so I was doing pretty well on them, right. But then the next one, yeah, like, I skipped the Dexedrine. It was really, like, Luke pulling us in references, George Lucas references. It was like when he blows up the Death Star, does it just with his dick.
Yeah.
do it with your dick.
Yeah, like I skipped.
Use the force.
I skipped the or ADD pills.
Use your dick, John. The hypotenuse is dick.
And I,
the answer D for every question.
Right. We got a 1600.
he drew a coming cock, and that was a 1600.
Brilliant.
No, I was just, like, I was in a good mood taking it because I wasn't, like, sweating my balls off from the Dexedrine plus the nerves. And then I'd taken, like, a Kaplan SAT course, and one of the two girls that I wanted to fuck in the course saw me before the test. And she was like, oh, shit, it's John, the smart dude. Do well. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to ace this and then pound that shit. I
didn't Did both happen?
One day.
You pounded her.
Yeah, I pounded her. I got an...
It was Trisha Yearwood.
I pounded her. And then I came on her little ankle tat that I remember vividly. That is what I remember more than anything else from that event. Trisha Yearwood's thick-ass calf with an ankle on it. And I was like, that
you don't
sexy
remember
white
being
dress.
James Cameron, and you remember this.
He must have been
like... Or Hal Holbrook.
Yeah. I still don't know who that is. Is that the robot from Space Odyssey? I didn't know he had a last name.
He's in the movie The Firm. That's the last thing I saw.
Uh-huh.
He's like one of those guys that's in everything.
He's old.
He used to do Mark Twain.
I think he's dead.
Yeah. No, actually,
he fucked Mark Twain.
Yes.
Yeah, he's that old.
He's that old. Samuel
Clemens. I was going to say, he knew him as
well,
Samuel.
Well, when Hal Holbrook scored a perfect SAT, he was flown to Washington where he met Mark Twain.
You know it, Hal Holbrook.
Oh my God! Is that Rosemary's Baby?
It might be, yeah.
Like, is he the...
He was in like an Emmy movie recently. I remember, or
oh,
I don't
he's
know.
Still alive.
Into the Wild. Yeah, he's in Into the Wild.
Into the Wild, yeah.
That's what he was in.
Oh my God.
By recently, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
What did he play? The grain sack that I ate on the bus? What the fuck?
No, he played like the old man that, like became friends with the Into the Wild kid.
Oh.
He's okay. Like, I'll be your grandpa. Yeah. It was
he
really sad.
The grain sack, the poison kid.
Yeah.
Hal, I got a role for you. It's a little different, but it's a grain sack.
How does your skin take burlap?
He is 94, God
Jesus,
bless him.
Years young.
As my mom would say, God bless
or
him.
Or they'd say on Reddit, years come.
Come on. He's a national treasure. Do
that's
you know
what they said to him.
He first received critical acclaim in 1954 for a one-man show he developed called Mark Twain Tonight.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
He developed it to feed his family. He did.
No. I
thought you made that up.
I know that.
Tonight, Mark Twain's feeling for meatloaf. And people just hurl the food at him.
I thought you made that up.
he was a struggling actor. He needed something that he could like develop an act, so he created that show.
Yeah.
He did it for like, I don't know, 60 years.
He said
something.
He won a Tony for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For playing Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. That gets so... You know he busted that shit out in the bedroom at some point.
Wearing a Twain outfit. Yeah.
Everyone wants that.
Right, yeah. Right.
I know I did.
They would say Mark Twain when the big stick that they used on the boats that I don't remember the name of... Would touch the bottom. No. You would... To gauge the depth of the mighty Mississippi. You would dip some huge stick in and then touch the bottom and go, Mark Twain. There's something else they say in Mark Twain's books that I won't say on this podcast.
Yes, please don't.
Yeah. Without context.
I cannot believe I've never heard that.
That story?
And I've known you forever.
Well, no, and then, you want to look at my outline? We have to talk Belle Biv DeVoe at some point. But
we were trying. Should I just start?
No, I was just going to say the end of my SAT story.
Oh, keep going, please.
I went to a friend's house, ate a bunch of his frozen meals, then got violently drunk, threw up in his bathroom sink, found a cigarette butt in the vomit. I remember that. And then I called my mom.
Did you think even like 1% that you puked a cigarette butt?
Oh, yeah. We don't know why there was a cigarette butt in the fucking sink. Like, we weren't smoking there, but I didn't eat a cigarette either. But it's like, I wish I'd answered that SAT question. To this day, I don't know. Yeah, there's just a cigarette butt. And I was so shit hammered. I was like just fishing around. I'm like, what is this doing here? And we were both like, we don't know. And I had been smoking out back. I don't know. To this day, I must have just flung it in the puke and then instantly blacked out. What's it called? An infarcture or whatever? Infarction?
A brownout?
A mild stroke, like a mini stroke. Oh. Yeah, where I just did it and then forgot it. But I was just completely shit-faced. And then my mom wasn't really cool with me getting drunk, like, at all. But I remember calling and just being like, you have to pick me up, but it's okay. Like, I did pretty well in the SATs, I think. And then they picked me up.
Oh, this was before you got your score?
Yeah, they didn't give it to you instantly. It was a couple weeks later.
Gotcha.
And then when I got the score, my mom read it off. Like, she did the phone call, and I remember my reaction was just to spit.
What?
So I just spat. That's how I showed excitement.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to put that up. I just spat.
And then like, in the house?
In the house.
On the floor.
Yeah, or the wall. I don't know.
Were you in the other part of the room or something?
I was like...
In front of her?
I was in the hallway.
In her face?
Do you think your mom went from like so proud to so disgusted in one pig. Spit?
Yeah, I can't let anything be beautiful.
You really can't.
I'm like Tyler Durden in Fight Club, just beating the face to shit. Yeah, so that I just wanted to toss that out for a little authenticity.
Well, we were all proud of you.
I can't wait to see what happens when I have my first kid.
No, no, we talked about this on the way here.
He shat on the hospital floor and smeared it everywhere. He was so happy.
You just turn into a chimpanzee. Yeah.
It's like at the psych ward where Michael used to work.
Yeah, it was a vet.
It was actually a pet store. Yeah. It wasn't even a vet.
These people are crazy. I'm going to eat a Lindor chocolate. I deserve it. Listen to me eat a truffle, then I'll spit.
Mm-hmm. So what did you meet Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yeah.
Oh no, but I got us tickets to go see them. We're doing it after this, guys.
Tonight?
Yeah, they're playing at the MGM.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Fuck Mary Kill Belle Biv DeVoe. Go.
Mary Biv.
Right. Go on.
I thought you'd say that.
Kill Belle. F. Kill DeVoe. I don't even know what they look like. No, we were driving by the MGM.
One of them's
named
Biv Duh. And the other one's just Vo.
Okay. We were driving by the MGM, and they're playing there right now. And it made me think of...
They're like, that girl's poison. She's poison.
All right. Do you guys have... Like, have you ever been called out because there's a very popular song, and you've had the words wrong to it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So this is something that my wife does. She will... Anytime you get it wrong, like if you said it and it's, she will correct you.
She will correct
you.
It's
the worst.
All right, listen to this. Belle Biv DeVoe always makes me think of Poison, the song. Poison. Yeah. Poison. Don't trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison. For the longest time, one of my best friends, Laura, who John knows.
I do.
Yeah. One time, me and our other mutual friend, June, caught her singing it to herself, and she goes, that girl is fine. And we were like, excuse me?
That's way off.
We were like, say it again. Yeah, we were like, what did you just try to sing? She was like, you know that song by Belle DeVoe, that girl is fine. We were like, the song's called Poison. And they go, poison.
Did she grow up on, like, kids' songs where they couldn't say the word poison because they were for kids? Kids bop, so they just replaced it with fiyine.
That girl is fiyine.
Did she have, like, maybe a tree trunk stuck in her ear?
How do you get poison from fine?
I don't know.
So it also made me think of my buddy Hannah, that song by Pearl Jam. Don't call me daughter, not fit to... Forever she thought it was, don't call me daughter, Nabisco.
Naturally. Naturally.
Because you know how quick Eddie Vedder is to sell out.
I just love the product.
I love the product. Don't call me using Sprint Cellular Networks. Only Verizon.
I don't think I've ever had a lyric so wrong as thinking poison is fine and not fit to is Nabisco.
Yeah, that there's like some sort of brain issue.
These are two different people, though?
They're two different people, two dear friends of mine. Huh.
All of them are exposed to the lead paint in your house, though.
Are they fawns?
They grew up in a town near Chernobyl. I don't know why they're like this.
He's they like to break into psych wards and spread their deer vaginas to tempt the orderly.
Don't call me Dr. Nabisco.
I like how no one can just say a Pearl Jam song name. It's like, you know,
I
drawing pictures.
Even blow. Even blow?
Butterflies.
Eddie Vedder, though, like, I can give that friend a little bit more, like, leeway. Yeah.
Yes.
Because, I can't understand.
He's garbling everything.
Yeah.
And we were also younger when we heard that song. Like, Poison we heard later when we were, like, drinking and partying. It probably came out around the same time, right?
Poison came out in 90.
But so did...
Fucking degenerate.
So did, didn't...
Nabisco came out like 93.
Now you're calling it something. That's roughly around the same time.
Nabisco's older than that.
I said
you said you were drinking.
No, I said we heard Nabisco first. We heard Poison later when we were partying in life.
Okay.
Because I just didn't hear it until I was like out drinking and partying because it's more of a party song. Nabisco.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Nabisco we heard, you know, on the radio. And
that girl is...
Really?
That girl is fine.
They're mashing up in my head now. That girl's Nabisco.
But you just referred to the song as Nabisco.
Yeah. I saw the movie Knives Out. And what is it? Daniel, what's his face?
Craig.
Daniel Nabisco.
Daniel Nabisco. He plays a southern, a Kentucky private investigator.
Yes.
And the first words out of his mouth I couldn't understand because my brain actually, he's like doing a, like he's the colonel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he actually sounds like...
From Boogie Nights.
Or Foghorn Leghorn.
That's
throughout the whole movie. And you're expecting it. And I couldn't, my brain had to like rewire itself. I could not understand a thing he said for like 30 seconds.
Because you're expecting Bond voice.
I don't understand why he had to... Why don't you just get a southern actor?
I know.
Or why doesn't he just stay British?
I know.
He actually did pull it off. It wasn't that bad, but it was at first it was like, what is... Why?
I think British people... make us feel the way that like whites can make minority actors feel. You're like, you're taking all our jobs, dude.
They just,
why don't you go back to your country? And
I had to look up the lyric. Do you know the song White Room by Cream?
Yeah.
In a white room with black curtains.
I, for the longest time, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you said no strings could secure you at the station. Platform ticket, restless diesels, goodbye windows.
Yeah, who doesn't know those lyrics?
Platform.
Yeah. Third verse.
Who doesn't know that song by heart?
Platform
even
ticket.
I literally sung all that anyone knows of that song.
Yeah.
Platform ticket, for the longest time, I thought was that Von Dickhead. Head.
Click it or tick it.
I had no idea what they were saying.
What did you think it was?
Count Von Duprin.
That Von Dickhead.
That Von Dickhead.
Anyway, I'll play it.
Now I'm singing it like Eddie Vedder.
That Von.
Okay. Felt my homie.
Oh wait.
Now who's Count Dickhead?
Cream's cool with fair use, right?
Yeah. I fucking love how old we are. Just playing.
Fucking God, the lyric doesn't even exist.
Oh. So your wife is a caller outer.
She's a caller outer, yeah. And then it just makes me really uncomfortable trying to sing anything, because who knows every word to every song unless it's like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air mm-hmm. opener.
The what?
Oh,
what?
Will Smith has a memory like that? He's on the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just sucks. It sucks.
I'm probably that way about musicals, to be honest. But if it's like rap or rock or Nabisco, I'm not going to get mad at people. But musicals, I'll be like a lyric snob. Yeah. Totally.
People think Alanis Morissette is saying the cross-eyed bear that I gave to you.
Yeah.
No, the cross-eyed bear that I gave to you.
But it's not the cross-eyed bear.
What is that?
The cross-eyed bear?
The cross-eyed bear?
It's like the cross-eyed
like
bear?
Like she punched a bear in the nuts.
It is?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was the cross-eyed bear.
The cross-eyed bear.
It's the cross-eyed bear.
It
it's
is?
A cross-eyed bear. It's like a Native American.
Are you guys lying? Like
from the Revenant. The Revenant, and that's why he attacked Leo, because he couldn't see.
That's the cross-eyed bear. It's very significant in Iroquois
it's
mythology.
It's actually a metaphor for Dave Coulier.
Yeah. As he would nut, his eyes would roll together.
Come on her chops. Yeah.
Dave Coulier, classically known as a bear.
Yeah. Put a load on her chops.
As was the custom at the time.
As is tradition in Canada.
Yeah. Want to take a load on your chops, eh?
It's not the cross-eyed bear.
The cross-eyed bear.
She was blowing him in a theater.
Yeah. And he would cross his eyes like a bear. Like.
Like a bear does when it gets blown.
Yeah. Have you seen a bear
get
his dick
blown? Been to the zoo?
Have you not watched an episode of Yogi?
Don't ruin Yogi for me.
Is he my picnic basket?
Did I beat you to it?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
It is the cross-eyed bear.
Okay, yeah. Good. Because I'm going to see her in July, and I would be so embarrassed if I
just
said
just screaming it out.
If I'm just rocking out and I said the cross-eyed bear.
You come dressed
bear.
As the bear.
The whole costume.
Coulier's face.
If
like
you
googly eyes.
And a plaster caster of his phallus. Does this look familiar?
Do you think you could take Dave Coulier to that show as your plus one?
I don't know. Papa might have met him at his little smart kid thing back in the day.
Slutty little ankle tat.
Oh, yeah. Dave Coulier was there with Colin Powell.
Talking about Rwandan genocide.
I need a tissue.
Are you about to come?
Her eyes are crossed. I wouldn't trust it.
He's like, hey, guys, I know Full House is funny, but I want to talk about something serious.
Yeah.
Rwanda.
I might joke about wanting to kill Michelle, but murder's no laughing matter.
All right. I'm back. What's this last thing? Oh,
I don't fuck with cats. I'm Belle Biv DeVoe. Friends with married people. That would be you. Load on the chops. Mushroom come down. And
mushroom come down?
That's a Cream lyric.
Google it.
Mushroom come down.
Count Von Dickhead.
Cross-eyed bear.
Wow, wow, wow. Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Listen, Eric Clapton.
I want to be like, hey, Clapton, take a back seat. Let the motherfucker sing. Shit, I can't remember anything anymore.
Come down to the mushroom cunt.
Oh, no, I was going to do my embarrassing lyric fuck up.
Yes.
A song I've heard roughly 1,000 times, and I read the lyrics to finally get it. In Hot for Teacher, I always thought it was got it made, got it made, got it made. I'm hot for teacher. Like, what a great setup. I go to class every day and I ogle her sweet tits.
I got it made.
Got it bad.
Got it bad. Got it so bad.
Got it so made.
Yeah, so made.
Got it bad. Got it bad. Got it bare.
Bear.
Cross-eyed bear. Cross-eyed bear.
Oh,
God, that Hot for Teacher video is maybe the best music video ever made.
It is pretty good.
Fucking fight me on that one. Yeah,
that is a good one.
With the ending too.
Yeah, you've got the epilogue.
Yeah, the little epilogue with Mike Anthony being a sumo wrestler.
Mm. I don't know, Alanis. Ironic. 4 Alanises in the car.
No, bitch, go eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Wrap it up. Wrap that shit up, bitch. I thought you were doing the hand move you'll do when Alanis starts singing to show you're with her.
I don't know what I'm going to do, where, how I'm going to feel that day.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be so amazing. I'm so excited.
I like the cool.
I really am going at Meriwether July 2nd.
Are you going, Josh? What did Alanis mean to you?
I'll tell you,
are
Alanis,
you Canadian?
In 40 minutes or less.
Have you guys seen Booksmart? The movie?
No,
and it's like, I heard someone call it female Superbad, but it's like two girls in high school who are nerds and like probably got 1600s and then got into their schools and they're like, well, now we can party and it's the last night. But there's an awesome scene where this girl at this huge house party rips Alanis Morissette doing like karaoke.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it reminded me of how she was like a badass, and she because this like you
dude,
know
she
actress
was like 13, sucking
it
off an adult. Fucking great.
No, that was
a dude
Fiona
who
Apple
played with puppets on Full House. Yeah.
Cut it out.
She sucked this dude's dick till his eyes crossed.
Hey, you can't do that on television.
Yeah, I didn't. I was a dude. I was already a metal at that point.
I loved Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, I had that CD.
Oh, Jagged Little Pill. Such a good CD.
Yeah.
When her first video came out, I was in love with her. Still am a little bit.
She's badass.
I always thought that was a point of debate for the piggish males of the 90s.
You don't like any woman.
You don't. If she's not like a perfect 10.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't love her.
Which is why I still live with mother.
And then if she is a perfect 10, you will find something wrong with her.
You
so
think I would
minuscule
get laid more. With my ability to knock anyone down several notches.
So minuscule.
Yeah.
Like,
nice pinky toenail.
Yeah, like something wrong with her pinky toe.
Yeah.
That she's just absolutely disgusting.
I'm trying to think who was like my crush music. Like female.
Fiona Apple was hot. I definitely am.
Too thin.
Yeah. What did you say?
Too thin. I need some meat.
That criminal
but not
video,
too much meat.
That criminal video was hot.
I like in retrospect, shit, yeah. But at the time, I was like, meh. Little,
why
little
is she
heroin
so
upset? Chic for my dude.
Why is she so sad?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you smile?
You look so much prettier. Who the fuck were like,
you know,
the
my little girl and I were at the diner the other day and they were playing, this is like 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Samantha Fox that was
okay, I loved her.
Samantha,
she was like a British Page Three girl with one of the biggest pairs of chunks you'll ever see in your life.
You know how I knew her is that you could win posters of her at the carnival.
Oh,
one of those serious musicians.
Vienna.
Oh shit! Howard just sent a text. Well, he did 25 minutes ago. It's called the Golden Plate Awards. Here's fuck, man. Here's a picture of Bob Dylan with I don't know.
Yeah.
Achievement.
Use this picture.
A little older Fox.
Yeah, she was less dressed, and my
little girl Nina, like, yeah, it was basically like,
I mean, she had one of the great pairs of warheads. I learned that at the Golden Plate Awards.
But one nipple Colin was too Powell. Small.
Yeah, Colin Powell was like, a pair of torpedoes on a short blonde. That's where it's at, kids.
But my the diner, I guess whatever they played, the music came up on like their TV screen, like mm-hmm. the cable channel.
Yeah.
And my daughter goes, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "Huh?" And I turn around, and it's basically that photo of her. And I was like, "Oh, well, that's Samantha Fox." So they play Samantha Fox at the 29 Diner at 7:30 in the morning. Oh,
female artists of the 90s. Okay, Mariah Carey. I was in love. And the Spice Girls.
Samantha Fox.
All the Spice Girls.
I'm trying to remember her song. Oh, yeah, the Spice Girls.
She wasn't. Like, they were playing, I think
it was more of an 80s
Touch
thing.
Me. Touch Me.
I'm just thinking of Touch Me from Rocky Horror.
No. Touch me. If you get her show tunes.
Josh, sound. Do you need sleep or you're good?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
All right. I just don't know Samantha Fox.
I don't know her music.
I don't
music
either.
At all.
She's pretty.
I remember that Samantha Fox, it was some of the first nudity I ever saw at the back of like Hit Parader and Metal Edge magazine.
What's a page three girl? What does that mean?
Like, okay, this is how advanced the British are compared to us.
Okay.
Like, I think... This sounds like something at the end of Double Dragon.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Let's get to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That sounds familiar.
I mean, yeah. It sort of sounds like any song
that's
from...
Yeah, that's what I ate breakfast to with my four-year-old.
Touch me!
Was she humming it? She moons yeah. over my hammy.
No, but towards the end of the song, she starts going,
Nope!
And I'm just like, yes, that's
4 years, it was a good run!
Nina, what do you think of the new Redskins coach, Ron Rivera?
He's a hack, Dad.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the Spice Girls, definitely.
I adored all the... I would have worked my
Baby
way through
and
all of them.
Posh were my favorites.
Oh, I like Scary.
Yeah, I know Scary.
They were all
Ginger.
Hot.
Ginger. I love Ginger.
Oh, yeah. They were all hot.
No, we're debating it. Posh was my least fave.
I just... I liked
that
her style.
That was David Beckham. Beckham.
Yeah.
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 Victoria Beckham.
Dave on Dickhead. Moment of silence for Neil Peart, drummer for
Yeah.
Right. And Buck Henry.
Oh, Buck Henry.
Nobody
comedian?
Knows. He did one of the all-time best skits on SNL where he played a creepy babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And had like Gilda Radner, like he would spank her and shit like that.
Nice.
I mean, like
okay.
shit, you could not get away with.
Is that how she got the cancer?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it worth it then?
You know, some people might say it wasn't.
Okay,
but,
was that good? All right, cool.
Yeah. He was like one of the original hosts. What's that?
That's why I'd never spank a child.
Because you'd end up fingering them.
I'd give them ovarian cancer. That's how it works.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened to Gilda. We just established that.
You got into the Golden Plate Award dinner.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I think we should end it there.
Yeah. All right, fuck it. I'm having fun, but let's what's the word? End it there.
Wrap it up.
Wrap that shit up. Mm, Josh Bard.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
this place is great.
Yeah, this place is beautiful.
And thank your, well, she's not here, but.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Don't text her. Don't tell her anything until you get.
I will. You know what? You know how appreciative I am? I will do some. God damn it. Whose mic is. I don't know. Sorry. Someone, I guess, was cell phones near the mic. It sounds all clicky. That's right. Everyone reaches.
All of us.
Yeah.
Check out the prompt.
The Prompt Mag.
ThePromptMag.com.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
that's
know
that's my
that.
Wife's.
Oh, that's your
my wife.
I get half of zero is...
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You should have led with that.
Well, if they've made it this far, that's their treat. That's their desert.
Okay.
I will write this weekend.
Awesome.
Even though there
are you
taking
submissions?
Football playoffs.
Yeah. All the time. All the time.
Oh, yeah. You need to write for them.
That's what I... you should have brought it up earlier. No, I won't, though.
Okay.
You made it to the end, though. This is your treat.
You can write about misheard lyrics. You've got half of your material done already.
Yeah, for what? Old 70s rock?
Yeah.
That nobody knows.
So, that was Josh Bard. Josh, what's your social media again?
Your social security number? Yeah.
It's at Josh Bard.
At Josh Bard.
On Twitter.
And you're on Insta.
And at The Josh Bard on Instagram.
As a Samantha Fox cosplayer.
I wish.
Mm-hmm. I wish. Michael's very
that would be the gift at the end of this.
Yeah. Yes.
Comes out in full Fox.
Click on the episode link, and we'll link to his...
Swipe up for all of our Samantha Fox.
His topless Samantha Fox review.
Right.
Eva Crickson.
Hi.
Hi.
Orchard Eva.
Okay. Is there a website that you do, Eva?
No.
Okay.
There's not.
Michael has
but
dumb slugs,
you can you can see her July 2nd at Meriwether Post.
Yeah.
In my cross-eyed bear costume.
I'll be dressed as Dave Coulier.
Getting Felicia.
I do.
Like The Shining.
I'm going to have like one of those really elaborate Halloween costumes where I'm going to have a theater seat glued to my back.
I like gluing it to my front to trick women to sit on me.
like a rubber doll.
Like, it's like you're like, actually sitting with the big legs.
Right, like, yeah.
I do
hey, Alanis! Look!
Big fan!
Spider! You inspired me! Find her, too!
Just picture you driving home after the show like that.
And getting pulled over.
It's not real. Right, right. I was at the Alanis Morissette concert.
Sir, we could tell. We could tell.
I'm a huge fan.
I really respect you. As an artist.
Yeah, show up backstage like that. Can I do a picture? Could you fucking kneel in front of me?
Michael L. John.
At Michael, MIKAEL, LJOHN.
On
Twitter,
all of it.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And I'm John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on everything. And subscribe, share this. If you laughed, like, fuck what your friends think. Play this for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll never be your friends again, but we'll be your friends.
Right.
Josh.
It's worth it.
Yes.
Yes.
And also invite us to your house.
Yeah, we'll do pods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that part. Michael just wants to come over.
To put on a roast.
Yep. You gave me your address.
I like garlic on meat. Just saying.
Are you referring to my pork?
Oh, yeah. Those are some great photos. Shit. We have to share those off air. You know what? That'll be the episode image, if that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
I just want people to know that's not really my penis size.
All right.
Yours is much bigger.
Yeah.
Mine is actually in a storage locker.
That's why I was so brave of you to take those photos, right. Because someone might think your cock only looked like a pork loin.
An 8-pound.
Yeah. Some fucking little baby needle tick. All right. Till the next one. We are out of here.